welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. Well, we're on the final day of a 3-day lesson about resolving conflict. Yesterday, we met a carpenter who offered his services. That is, he offered to help. Well, I wonder what is going to happen in today's lesson. Today's lesson is called Build Bridges, Not Fences. I have a question for you. What did the carpenter build? What did the carpenter build? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's go find out. Follow me.
Build bridges, not fences. The farmer's eyes opened wide, and his jaw dropped. There was no fence there at all. The carpenter had built a bridge stretching from one side of the creek to the other. A fine piece of work, with handrails and all. As the farmer watched, his neighbor was coming across with his hand outstretched. "You are quite a fellow to build this bridge after all I've said and done. I am sorry we had words. Please forgive me. Let's be friends again."
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 jaw 这个名词。Jaw 是指下巴或下颚。例如 ，The boxer suffered a broken nose as well as a dislocated jaw, and had to get a few stitches on his forehead. 这位拳击手鼻子断了，下巴脱臼了，额头上也需要缝上几针。或者是 ，The deadly jaws of crocodiles can crush almost any prey.鳄鱼致命的下颚可以粉碎几乎所有的猎物。课文中的 someone's jaw drops 是一个成语，意思是大吃一惊或惊讶的张口结舌。例如 my jaw dropped when the car salesman told me the price of the Porsche. 当汽车销售员告诉我那辆保时捷的价钱时，我吓了一大跳。其实我们看 outstretch 这个动词， out 是指向外的， stretch 是指延伸，所以 outstretch 是指伸出或伸展。例如 ，The man walked out of the apartment building and outstretched his hand to summon a taxi. 这个男人从公寓出来，然后伸出手招了一部计程车。或者是 ，With her arm outstretched, the woman tried to reach a box of cereal on the top shelf. 这个女人伸长的手，试着要拿放在架子最上面的一盒早餐谷片。 Well, we are on the third day of this lesson, talking about building bridges and not fences, right?
You're right. You're right. You sounded very excited about that, Rebecca.
I am so excited!
Yeah.
Last day!
Good. Oh, well, let's continue learning about this lesson then.
Okay, I will read, and you act it out.
Are you kidding me?
No.
All right.
Are you ready? Okay, take a nice deep breath. Okay.
Go.
So the farmer's eyes opened wide. And his jaw dropped. There was no fence there at all. Well done. That's kind of what happened.
Really?
Did you hurt yourself?
Yeah, it kind of hurts when you drop your jaw. You shouldn't drop your jaw like that, Rebecca.
No, I think that you made your mouth open a little bit too wide.
Yeah, well, that's what you were saying anyway. So what does it mean to have your jaw drop? Well, we've talked about this before. This means you are really amazed at something, and so your mouth just naturally,
Like, whoa. And let's find out why. The carpenter had built a bridge stretching from one side of the creek to the other. Now, this is the answer to the question I asked earlier. What did the carpenter build?
The carpenter built a bridge.
Exactly. And what might this bridge have looked like?
Oh, my goodness. I think this bridge might have looked like something that the neighbor was not expecting, because he was expecting a fence. Instead, there was a bridge. But this is a pretty nice-looking bridge.
This is a very nice bridge, but you know, we do learn that the carpenter did a very satisfactory job.
Exactly.
So it might have looked something like that. Well, let's continue on. A fine piece of work with handrails and all. Let's talk about that phrase, a fine something. You can use this when you want to say that whatever follows is really nice.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe you could say it about something that your friend made, right? Oh, that's a fine table you made. That's a pretty fine machine. Oh, I like your painting. That is a fine painting.
And of course, in our lesson, we're talking about a bridge, a fine piece of work with handrails and all. Now let's talk about this phrase. When you say with something and all, you can use this when you're specifying that it had one thing and it had everything else to go along with it. So it had a lot of the extra accessories.
Yeah, the accessories or maybe everything that is standard with that thing. For example, a drum set is nice to have, and it's also really nice to have the carrying cases for those drums. And so I ordered a drum set, and the drum set came with carrying cases and all. It had more than I expected.
Ah, that must have been a nice surprise.
Yeah, it's nice.
Did your jaw drop when you opened up?
Oh, I love everything that has to do with drums. It's true. But sometimes you don't need to use the word with and to talk about things. So, for example, maybe there's a kid. He says, hey, look, I finished all of my food. I finished my food, vegetables and all. Maybe his parents didn't expect him to like his vegetables, but he finished his food, vegetables and all, everything.
Nice. Well, as the farmer watched, his neighbor was coming across with his hand outstretched.
Very nice. And he says, you are quite a fellow to build this bridge after all I've said and done. So considering everything, all the mean things that this other neighbor had said, he thought this neighbor was really nice to do this, to build this bridge. He is quite a fellow.
And of course, you see these words up on the screen, to be quite a something. Now, you can add these words when you're trying to emphasize that whatever follows is actually really good.
So you can use this to talk about someone who is really good at something, right? Maybe different people have different professions. You could say, wow, he is quite a musician. Mm-hmm. She is quite a singer. You are quite a carpenter. Well, he's quite a doctor. He did a really good job. So what profession do you have, or does someone have? Did they do a really good job, or do they do a really good job all the time? You can say that person is quite a something. Rebecca, you are quite a teacher and quite a friend.
Well, thank you so much. I know. And you are too. Quite a good teacher, quite a teacher. Well, anyway, back to our lesson. Mm-hmm. You are quite a fellow to build this bridge after all I've said and done. I'm sorry we had words. Let's take a look at that phrase, to have words. If you have words with someone, that means that you've said a lot of mean things to another person.
Yeah, could be mean things, or maybe it could also mean to have a very serious discussion with somebody. For example, after he embarrassed his mom in public, she had words with him at home. She wanted to make sure she talked to him about what he did.
But it sounds like they want to be friends again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, right now it's time for us to talk about burning bridges.
Oh, that's not a good thing. But let's go to the
InfoCloud.
Hello and welcome to InfoCloud. Ken, I'm worried that I might have burned a bridge today.
Okay, Carolyn, I'm pretty sure you don't mean that you literally burned down a bridge.
No, but I think this would be a great opportunity for us to teach this interesting expression.
Good idea. Friends, Carolyn isn't talking about setting things on fire, but this is an expression that we sometimes use to talk about ending a relationship or an opportunity.
That's right, Ken. Now, this is an expression that comes from the military. In war, sometimes an army will burn a bridge when it is retreating so that the enemy won't be able to catch up to them.
So to burn a bridge can mean to unpleasantly end a relationship so that you won't be welcome back. I hope that didn't happen, Carolyn.
It didn't, thank you. Sometimes this expression means to turn down an opportunity or to do something that can't be changed in the future.
Now I really want to know what happened.
Well, my boss offered me a transfer to another city, but I had to turn it down. Now I'm worried that if another position opens, I won't be considered.
Oh, I see. 我们中文讲的过河拆桥，英文也有一个意思差不多的片语 ,burn your bridges. 什么叫做把自己的桥烧掉？我们可以想象，当一个军队在逃难，敌人紧追在后，为了不要让敌人追上来，他们就把一整座桥烧掉，敌人就过不来了。这句话可以表示和某人断绝关系，或是放弃一个机会。这句话也可以用于否定句 ,Don't burn your bridges, 不要烧掉自己的桥。意思就是做人应该为自己多留一些余地。换句话说Keep your options open, 多为自己留一些选择。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hello everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Do you prefer a bridge or a fence?Now, when I think of a fence, I think of something, that's used to keep people out. And of course, when I think of a bridge, I think of something that is very inviting and asking people to come on over. Well, of course, we're in the middle of a lesson. We have a neighbor, and he asked a carpenter to build a fence. But the carpenter built a bridge. Well, friends, let's learn more about what happens next.
Build bridges, not fences. The neighbor stood still at his end of the bridge. Then he proceeded forward, and they took each other's hand. They turned to see the carpenter hoist his toolbox on his shoulder.
No, wait! Stay a few days. I've a lot of other projects for you, said the farmer.
I'd love to stay on, the carpenter said, but I have many more bridges to build.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 proceed 这个动词。P-R-O 这个字首有往前的意思 C-E-E-D 这个字根是指进行所以 proceed 在这里是指往前走或前往例如 All passengers please proceed to gate 12 for boarding 所有乘客请前往12号闸门登机或者是 After being repaired the ship proceeded to the next port 经过修理之后这艘船往下一个港口前进 proceed 也指进行例如 the rescue mission couldn't proceed due to strong winds. 由于风势强劲救援工作无法进行。最后我们看的是 hoist 这个动词。hoist 是指抬起、背起或扛起。例如 Rachel hoisted her backpack on her shoulder and left for school. Rachel 把背包背在肩膀上就去上学了。或者是 the jockey hoisted himself up upon the horse. 这位骑士一翻身骑上了马背。Hoist 也指用绳子或起重机吊起来。例如 ,the flag was hoisted to the top of the pole. 这个旗子被高高的挂在旗杆上。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So one neighbor really wants to be friends again.
The other neighbor, well, let's see how he responds. The neighbor stood still at his end of the bridge. Let's pause and take a look at this phrase, to stand still. This means that you don't move. You just stand there.
Exactly. Not moving a muscle.
You shouldn't be talking, Gabe. You're standing still.
Well, I'd be very happy to just let you do the rest of the teaching for the next 4 minutes and 39 seconds.
So right now, Gabe is standing still. Maybe this is kind of what the neighbor looked like.
Okay, I won't talk anymore. I'm just standing still. Wait, hold on a second, Rebecca. If you can stand still, then can you sit still as well?
Yes. Sometimes teachers will tell children, little children, okay, children, sit still.
Yeah, that's right. But back to this phrase, stand still. You could sit still. You could stand still. If someone is taking a picture, you might tell them, hey, stand still. I'm trying to take your picture. Everybody smile. Stand still.
Right. Very commonly used when taking pictures. Well, then he proceeded forward. That means he went forward and they took each other's hand. They turned to see the carpenter hoist his toolbox on his shoulder.
Well, we need to take a look at something here. They took each other's hand. It sounds like they're trying to figure out a way to maybe reconcile.
To reconcile. Yes, let's take a look at that word. It's not in our lesson, but they are reconciling. This just means when people who disagree with something, or they disagree about something, they make up. They're friends again.
Yeah, and usually it's a pretty serious situation, so it's not just a matter of disagreeing or having a little argument. No, it really affected their relationship. Maybe they hate each other. Maybe they feel bitterly towards each other. But they're doing something to reconcile. And I just wanted to talk about the idea of forgiveness as well. Sometimes people think, oh, if I forgive somebody, does that mean I have to be reconciled with that person? Well, actually, reconciliation, that takes a lot more time sometimes. It takes time to build trust again. So you can choose to forgive someone in your heart. It doesn't mean that you have to, oh, be buddy-buddy and great friends automatically right away.
That's right. So they turn to see the carpenter hoist his toolbox on his shoulder. No, wait. Stay a few days. I have a lot of other projects for you, said the farmer. Oh, and how does the carpenter respond?
Okay, I'd love to stay on. Well, before we continue on, what does it mean to stay on?
Well, if you stay on somewhere, that just means that you continue doing something, or you continue to be in school, you continue to work somewhere, you stay on.
You know, for example, after graduating from university, I didn't leave right away. I stayed on for a few months and was an intern there. I stayed on and worked for a little while at the university.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, well, it was fun.
It was fun for a season, right?
It was a good part-time job, yeah.
Okay, nice. So, of course, the carpenter said that he'd love to stay on. But I have many more bridges to build. Now, the idea of building bridges here is that you choose to reconcile with somebody that maybe you had an argument with or a disagreement. And so the stranger is going around and building bridges in people's lives.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of the opposite of what the InfoCloud was talking about with burning bridges, right? So sometimes we do things, we say things to people, and it really hurts them, and the relationship is broken. We've burnt those bridges. And the opposite, we hope that we can build bridges. You want to build bridges. And I think this carpenter is doing something great by helping build bridges, not between himself and somebody else, but between these two other people. It seems like he is a peacemaker.
I think we could definitely call him a peacemaker. What is a peacemaker? It's someone who comes and brings peace.
Exactly. And I think when I think of a peacemaker, I think of someone who clears up misunderstandings. Often people with different personalities, you know, we can't know exactly the way somebody else is thinking. Maybe they communicated something and we misunderstood, and so we hate them. Well, a peacemaker comes along and clears up that misunderstanding so that the relationships can be restored.
So,
are you a peacemaker?
Ah, that's great. So we hope that you choose to be a peacemaker. Well, right now it's time for us to go enjoy a
review skit.
Well, I finished my work. What do you think?
What? This isn't a wall.
I know. This is a bridge. It crosses over to the bordering farm.
But I don't want to cross over the bordering farm. I don't even want to see it.
Why not? Aren't you and your neighbors good friends?
Not anymore. We had a serious dispute, and our long friendship fell apart.
Oh, well, that's too bad. What happened?
It started with a differences of opinion, which led to a war of words. And the next thing you know, we were no longer speaking to one another.
Well, that's so sad.
There used to be a meadow between us.
Just a meadow?
Yep. Then my neighbor dug a ditch, and the ditch filled with water.
And now, there's a creek between you.
Yeah, I don't want to see him or his farm anymore. That's why I wanted you to build a wall. But did you build a wall? No, you built a bridge.
Man, it's a fine piece of work, isn't it? With handrails and all?
Yeah, but I don't want a bridge. I want a wall.
Well...
Oh, no. Here comes my neighbor now. This is a bad situation.
You are quite a fella to build this bridge after all I've said and done and done and said.
Well,
I'm sorry. We had words... Won't you please forgive me?
Well,
let's be friends again.
Well, yes, of course, I forgive you. Well,
excuse me, guys, but, I must be on my way.
Well, no, wait, I got a lot of other projects for you.
Well, I'd love to stay on, but, I have many other bridges to build. We'll see you guys.
I don't know about you, Rebecca, but I really enjoyed this story. I think it teaches us something about conflict resolution.
Ah, yes, it definitely teaches us a lot about building bridges and not fences, conflict resolution, and how to reconcile with those that you've had an argument with.
And also how you can be a peacemaker, perhaps in your friends' lives or other people who are not getting along. Thank you so much for joining us for this lesson, and we have more to learn next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Show your friend one line. A friend loves at all times. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. Yours at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.